And Jesus is just doing all sorts of things in our individual lives, in our families, in our house churches. And some of you know that we have a house church for the young guys on Tuesday night. And this past Tuesday was kind of special. And I'd like for Matthew and Emil Carr and Jackson and Christian to come up here if they could. And, you know, I could talk about it, but in some ways I'd like for them to kind of just say, maybe we'll start with Emil Carr. What happened Tuesday night, Emil Carr?
Well, I gave my life to the Lord by saying a prayer, and I felt that God has great plans for my life.
Amen.
Amen. And Matthew, how about you?
In April 3rd at 8:55 p.m., I gave my life to the Lord by praying, and now I feel clean. What I mean by I feel clean is that I feel like that God like clean all my sins.
Amen. Amen. Actually, Matthew made me a keys chain. I haven't had time to put my key on it, but that's a cross, isn't it? Amen. Amen. How about you, Christian?
So when I gave my life to the Lord, I felt that Jesus just came into my life, and he just took all the sins away from me, and just made me think of the sins that I used to do, and that he just said that you're a new kid, that you're going to live a better life.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. A new kid in Christ. That's right. Amen. Amen. And Jackson?
I felt like all my sins were cleansed away.
Amen.
And that's exactly what happens, right? When we, you know, we've been talking about this for several weeks. And it just didn't seem to be right. And actually, I think it was Emil Carr this past Tuesday. He kind of brought it up somehow. And he said, I've been praying about this every night. And for the last several weeks, I said, do you think you're ready? He said, I am ready. And Matthew piped in, anyway, these are just, you know, one of the things we talked about is how their names are now written in the book of life, and that all the angels in heaven rejoice as we give our life to the Lord. And one of the things I've really kind of emphasized to them is that this is a lifelong, eternity-long commitment. So anyway, let's just pray for them right now. Lord, we just thank you for our new brothers in Christ. Lord, we know it's there's a war out there, and they're going to be attacked. But Lord, we just ask that you would give them strength and inner power, that you that lives inside of them, Lord, we know is stronger than the one that's out there waging war against them. And so, Lord, we ask that you would fortify them, that you would strengthen them, and Lord, that they would grow in you in all ways. Amen. Just by the way, how old are you, Jackson?
11.
10.
You know, on June 25th, when I was 10 years old, that's when I gave my life to the Lord. So I can identify with these 10 and 11-year-olds. And I know for me, it was something real because, well, a lot of years later, you know, I'm still serving Lord, and I'm loving him more and more every day. And you know what? Every day you're going to love him more, and you want to serve him more and more. So congratulations, and we're behind you. Amen.